it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
Hi guys, it's the 18th of April 2024. There's a lot going on around the world that signifies change. In Indonesia, they've had a volcano that has erupted three times. Is that nature, or is that just the collapsing of the deep underground military bases that have been found in Indonesia over the last 2 years? The one thing that's very, very important is these deep underground military bases that are being collapsed are causing earthquakes, are causing volcanoes to erupt, and will cause tsunamis. This is all part of the collapsing and destroying of the old system. Donald Trump refers to draining the swamp. The bottom of the swamp, it's very, very dirty. And the side effects of removing evil from this planet will have consequences. And it's not an easy job, I can tell you that.
Talking about the volcano, Charlie, because, yeah, it was triggered by a recent earthquake on the island. So that totally makes sense. And for it to erupt three times in 24 hours, I think you're absolutely spot on.
Well, the BRICS nations have come together and said they would rather you use cryptocurrencies for cross-border payments instead of the US dollar.
And talking about BRICS, BRICS members China and Iran are sticking through thick and thin after the Islamic Republic launched missile attacks on Israel. China came out in full support of Iran and is strengthening its diplomatic relations with the Islamic nations. Not just China, BRICS members Russia is also hailing Iran and supporting the regime after the drone attacks on Saturday.
And now we'll get an abundance of propaganda coming out of the United States, telling us how evil Iran is and how evil Russia is and how evil China is. You only have to have a look at a list of countries that America has invaded, gone to war against, and then put beside it a list that Iran's gone to war against, Russia's gone to war against, and China's gone to war against. And there's nobody in the column under them. It's all under America. This has all been about control. This is what's happening right now. It's the dismantling of an empire. Sadly, for those people, and I'm here in America right now, you're going to have to come to terms with the fact that your empire, the days of your empire, the Federal Reserve controlling the money, is over. There are people saying to me at the moment, Charlie, that cannot happen. I can assure you, we're moving into a world, and there's another saying that comes from Donald Trump that tells me this. We're moving into a world with a level playing field.
Well, talking about money, Andrew Bailey last night hinted that the Bank of England could start cutting interest rates before the US Federal Reserve amid strong evidence that inflation is falling. The comments came as the governor's Fed counterpart, Jerome Powell, warned that the US battle to tame prices rises was likely to take longer than expected, in comments that further riddled already versatile markets.
Telegram's founder has just done an interview with Tucker Carlson, where he explained when he went to the US with an engineer, the US government tried to hire his engineer from behind his back with a reasoning they wanted to try and find out what code was being used to run Telegram. So US government trying to spy on us yet again.
And the funny thing is with that statement, Paul, all they ever do is point the finger and say, China's spying, China's spying, China's spying. But it's actually them that's doing the spying. This is what we've learned on this journey. It's America that are spying on their people. Not just their people, they're spying on everybody.
Well, going to Wales, 20 mile per hour speed limit rule could be axed from next week, just months after the scheme first came into effect. The major U-turn comes after a new motion was put forward by the Welsh Conservatives to tackle the anti-motorists' agenda. Instead of a blanket 20 miles per hour restrictions, politicians have called for a more targeted approach. With only some areas impacted, the system was only rolled out back in September in a dramatic bid to boost road safety across the country. The Tories have also called for an immediate change to road buildings projects after new concepts were completely scrapped from February 2023.
Gold price continues to climb to near record high over tensions escalating in the Middle East and despite the strength of the US economy.
The strength of the US economy. Lovely. And you're absolutely right. The price of gold over the last month has gone up from 63 euros per gram to 73 euros per gram. That's a huge increase in 1 month. And my wife reminded of me of that this morning. So the prices are going up. But the more important thing with gold and silver is to take control of your money. We saw yesterday and the day before people going into the bank asking to take out cash and being refused their own money. And they said, we just don't have it. But the guy said, but it's my money. They said, but we don't have it. Let that be a lesson to you. When you go into the bank and ask, and this guy was only asking for 3,000, they didn't have it.
Going over to Russia, Russia will grow faster than any other developed country. IMF, the International Monetary Fund, expects Russia to grow 3.2% this year, topping the UK, France and Germany. Furthermore, Russia's economy will grow faster than all of the world's advanced economies this year, including the US. China is the largest buyer of Iranian oil, and the US had warned the communist nation not to procure crude oil due to the economic sanctions on the Islamic Republic. However, BRICS member China has now vowed to continue buying crude oil from Iran despite the US warnings.
If you're still believing the news, then I would suggest you go and see a brain surgeon to check that you actually have any brain cells left, because they're telling you what inflation is going up by, but they've removed fuel, food, and everything that we actually use. So what are they basing this figure on? If you've taken food and fuel out of the equation, please explain what you're doing the inflation figures on. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to realize. Very simply, my wife went shopping when she got back home from America, and it was 100 euros for fruit and for vegetables. And she's like, they've doubled in price. That's not 3 or 4% like the government would tell you. It's nothing like it. Fuel is double the price that it was under Trump. Even though it's less than it was a year ago, it's still double what it is under Trump. So these figures the government put out, and the funny thing is they don't admit to lying, they just misspoke.
My final story of the day, Nigel Farage, former British MP, has spoken out about the National Conservative meeting being shut down in Brussels by police and its mayor. He is saying that they are closing down anything that questions globalism. He is comparing the way things are done to the old Soviet Union. No view but their own. And I'm hearing this more and more now, Charlie. Modern day communism is spreading like wildfire.
It is. And Nigel Farage there has managed to find somebody that would allow them to have their conference there, a Tunisian man, who allowed them to use their building for their conference. They've now threatened this Tunisian man to say, we're going to finish you and your business for hosting it. That is the modern form of communism. People need to wake up to it. We've been telling people it's happening. We've been telling people. It's now time, long overdue, to wake up.
And my last story of the day, thousands of fans of pop megastar Taylor Swift has been hit by a wave of concert ticket scams. Ahead of her tour in the UK later this year, a British bank said Wednesday at least 3,000 victims are likely to have been tricked into buying fake tickets since July, with over 1 million being lost to the fraudsters so far. Lloyds Bank said The average amount lost by each victim was £332, though in some cases it was more than £1,000.
And a lot of money is being scammed off people, and I'm not Taylor Swift, but we've had one of our followers that's been scammed as well, haven't we, Drew? Please listen to us. We are not asking anybody for any money. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not asking people for money for quantum wallets, quantum computers, quantum funds. That's not me. Please do not fall for these scammers. At the right time, when the information is accurate, we will put it on charlieward.com. It'll be there for everyone to see on our own website, not some little bloke claiming to be Charlie Ward. Be careful.
And just to add and remind everyone that at the beginning of every single video that's on our platform, that Charlie does interviews, the daily news, we have a disclaimer that tells you all of this. So if you're in doubt, read the disclaimer, go to our website, contact our customer service, whatever it will do to help you in understanding what's going on if you are approached. It's not Charlie. Thank you.
And that was the news on the 18th of April, 2024. We will see you tomorrow.
Have a blessed day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.